I'm delighted to welcome to the studio now three people, actually, who've come rather a long way to see us. Myrna, who is from Damascus, and with her, Archbishop George Riaki from the Lebanon, and also, to help out if we get into any difficulties, Mel Mubarak, who is also from the Lebanon. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
I must ask, first of all, my Archbishop, you are a Melkite Christian. Can you describe to our listeners exactly what that is?
Yes, Melkite, in short, is a Catholic for the Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox Church, and the Melkite Church are one, the same rite, the same prayers, the same Mass, the same sacraments, but they are, a part is a Catholic, we call them Melkites, and the others are Greek Orthodox. That's the way. We call ourselves Greek Catholics, Melkite Greek Catholics.
Although, looking at you and the way you're robed, I would know that you were Orthodox. Although you don't have a big beard like many of them.
I had to take it off when I had my heart surgery.
Because
it was something bad for the cut here in my chest.
Well, you've got an excellent face with it, shouldn't be covered up,
Thank you.
And you're from the Lebanon itself, aren't you?
I am from Lebanon,
And Mel, you're from the Lebanon, and I think we tend to forget how many Christians there are in the Lebanon, don't we?
We do sometimes forget, yes, but the population is roughly about 50% Christian and 50% Muslim in the Lebanon.
And of course we think about, our minds go back to the terrible days in the 1980s when you were in the midst of a civil war. Archbishop, what's the situation like in Lebanon now?
Now it's very calm, very beautiful. No, it's peaceful, very peaceful in Lebanon. Anybody can be safe there. But the problem of Lebanon today is the finance of Lebanon. We have a lot of debts and the government because of the reconstruction of what was ruined during the war.
Because, I mean, 20, 30 years ago, Lebanon was a very, very prosperous place, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes. Now it's very difficult because we have a hard time to have enough jobs for the youth, and many youth are leaving the country to find work elsewhere.
Well, you're accompanied today by Myrna, who describes herself as a visionary. She's from Damascus, and she receives messages from Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm going to be talking to her in a minute, but many people wouldn't associate Syria with Christianity. They would think that it was more of a Muslim country.
Yes, it's majority is Muslims, but we have a lot of Christians of all rites. We have Latins, we have Melkites, we have Greek Orthodox, we have Maronites, we have Syriac, Orthodox and Catholic. All the rites of the church there, because, you know, Syria is Christian from the time of the apostles.
Yes, well, we think of St. Paul on his way to Damascus.
St. Paul was there, and St. Peter formed the first church of Antioch. Antioch was part of Syria. Now it is part of Turkey, but it was part of Syria originally.
Now, we're very interested to talk to Myrna, particularly about the visions. In what form do you receive these messages, Myrna?
بأي طريقة بأي شكل تستقبلي الرسائل؟
بظهور أو بخطاب.
Either through an apparition or through ecstasies.
What do we mean by ecstasies?
Ecstasies ما بده بحس بنزازات من إيدي من وشي أوقات من عيوني وبغيب.
The difference between an apparition and an ecstasy is that during the apparition, Myrna is very conscious of the people around her, and she is fully conscious of whatever she says or she sees. While during ecstasies, suddenly she loses consciousness, and then during that lack of consciousness, I mean, you know, when she's absent, then she sees the Virgin Mary or Jesus.
So you're absolutely sure that these visions, these messages are coming from the Blessed Virgin Mary and from Jesus?
هل انت مأكدة انه هالرسائل عم بيجوا من يسوع من العذراء؟
الكلمة أكيد.
From the messages that are being relayed to me, I'm more than convinced that they stem out from them.
Well, we must find out, we must hear what is being said in the messages, but I must ask you, Archbishop yes. George, if I can. You know, in the past, we think of St. Bernadette at Lourdes, and yes. we think of the three children at Fatima. Yes. Now, the hierarchy of the Church at first refused to believe those. Now, obviously, you're the hierarchy of Myrna's Church.
Of course.
You don't have any difficulty with this.
Of course. All the time, the Church waits. It doesn't give its word right away, because it's very dangerous issue. The Church have to be sure, 100% sure. Myrna's event in the Sufaniye is very well watched by the Church, by the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Eastern Catholic Church, and the Orthodox Church also. They are all watching, waiting, and seeing a lot of things, following the events,
mm-hmm.
because the events are very interesting for the Church. The Church is
Indeed.
Very interested in them. Yes, and the pronuncio who was in Damascus when the things started was very much for Myrna, and he brought her to the Vatican. She offered one of the icons of the Holy Father in the Vatican. She's very well watched by the Church.
Well, we're going to be finding out exactly what has been said to Myrna in a moment. And as you know, if you've been listening, we've had in the studio with us from Damascus, Myrna, who's been receiving messages since 1982. Do you ever wonder, Myrna, why you were chosen to receive these messages? Why not, for instance, the Archbishop?
كلنا مدعوين في النتيجة يعني بس ربنا هو اللي بيختار ولا مرة سألته ليش دعوتني ولكن قلت له خذ إرادتي وعطيني إرادتك لحتى تشتغل بحياتي.
We're all called by God. Now, God has chosen me. I still don't know why, and it's up to Him to decide who He selects or who He wants to just be a messenger and nothing more.
And what are the messages telling you? Are they all very similar?
The message first is for prayer.
المحبي.
Love.
المسامحة.
Pardon.
ولكن أهم دعوة هي دعوة لوحدة الكنيسة.
But the most important thing is an appeal for the Church, for the unity of the Church.
وحدة العائلة.
The unity of the family.
مشان هيك ما اختار ميرنا لوحدة اختار.
That's why he didn't choose Myrna, but he chose a family. The family of Myrna.
Her family.
Yes.
I see. So does anybody else hear the messages within Myrna's family as well, or is it just Myrna?
No, just Myrna, but what she means is that the message is intended for a family and not for Myrna in particular. Because he selected a woman, a married woman, and a mother and a sister.
Now, when you talk about unity, are we talking about the unity of all Christian denominations?
الوحدة لجميع الطوائف. عم نحكي على.
عم نحكي عن وحدة القلوب.
We're especially talking about the unity of hearts within those various communities.
الطوائف هي غنى للكنيسة.
The various communities is nothing but a richness, a wealth for the Church.
ولكن مفروض نكون قلب واحد لأنه يسوع واحد.
And what would increase its wealth and its richness is that we should all love one another. It's love that would increase the unity of that Church.
And are we talking about unity with other faiths as well, with Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists, etc.?
الوحدة بتمتد لجميع الأشخاص لجميع
الأنبياء. الله إجا كرمال الإنسان.
God, when He came down on earth to earth, He came for everyone, for everybody. He didn't come for a special community or a special interest.
ولكن أعطانا كلمة الحياة من خلال الإنجيل.
But through the gospel, He gave us the word.
ولازم نحن نطبق الإنجيل.
And we really have to conform ourselves to what the gospel says.
Can I ask you, Myrna, what was the very last message you had?
آخر رسالة شو هي؟
آخر رسالة كانت سنة 2004.
In 2004 was the last message of our Lord Jesus on April the 10th, 2004. He says in that one to please remain faithful to your Eastern identity.
لا تسمحوا أن تسلب حريتكم.
Do not allow your will, your freedom, and your faith in this Orient to be taken away from you.
And how do you know when a message is coming through to you, or does it happen when you're deep in prayer?
كيف تعرفي إنه جاي الرسالة لإلك حقيقية؟ لما بتكوني عم بتصلي بتكوني شو عم تعملي؟
أول كلمة قالتها العذراء اذكر الله لأن الله معنا. الله حاضر معنا بكل لحظة ولازم نحن نكون محضرين بكل لحظة. ولكن ما عندي علم مسبق إنه هلأ بده يصير.
The first message that I had received from the Virgin Mary in 1982 said, My children, remember God, because God is with us. Therefore, God is with us all the time, and we should be always ready to receive His appeal. However, as far as I'm concerned, I never know when I'm about to receive a message.
Does the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus, do they tell you to communicate these messages to other people, to tell everyone?
هل بيطلب منك انه توزعي تنشري هالرسائل للجميع للعالم؟
اذهبي وبشري في العالم اجمع وقولي بلا خوف ان يعملوا من اجل الوحدة لا تختاري طريقك لاني انا رسمتها لك.
Yes, very clearly Christ in one of the messages say, go to the world and spread the message and let your tongue be a sword and speak about unity.
Do not trace your way because I traced it for you. That's what Jesus said.
I see. Now, you've also experienced the stigmata on your hands. When did this first happen?
أول مرة بلشت عام 1983 في 25 تشرين الأول.
The first time this happened was 25th of November 1983.
وختموا بنفس النهار بوجود عدة أطباء من سوريا.
The same day, my wounds were healed in front of many doctors and many doctors from Syria.
وبعدين تكررت هاي الظاهرة لما بيكون العيد الفصح واحد ما بين الطوائف الغربية والشرقية.
Those stigmatas reoccurred every time the feast of Easter was won between Catholics and Orthodox, and this occurred in 84, 87, 90, 2001, and 2004.
Absolutely amazing. Was it frightening the first time? First time.
خفت كتير ولكن كنت أشعر بسلام كتير حلو.
I indeed was very frightened, but
جسمي موجوع ولكن مبسوطة.
My body was in deep pain, but my heart was singing.
Absolutely amazing, because so few people have in history have experienced the stigmata. And let me remind listeners, if you've just in case you've just switched on, that I'm speaking to Myrna, and Myrna is over here from Damascus. She is a visionary who, for over 20 years now, has been receiving messages from the Blessed Virgin Mary and also from Jesus. Can I ask you, Myrna, how long you will be here in the United Kingdom?
كل سفرتي هي 6 أيام.
The whole of my journey will last 6 days, and I'm going back on Wednesday evening.
Mm-hmm. And so back to your family and your children.
Yeah.
And how old are your children now?
Miriam, 18 years. Jean, Emmanuel, 16.
Okay, so they're growing up. And what do they think about their mother being such a prominent Christian?
She'll be thinking about her mother and not you.
أنا علمتهم إنه يكونوا مثل كل أطفال العالم.
I taught them to be very normal like all the children of the world.
بالإضافة إنه عنا رسالة ربنا اختارنا لحتى نكون أمينين لها الرسالة هاي اللي هو عطانيها.
And what's more, that we have a message for the family that God has entrusted to us and that we have to relay to the world.
Archbishop George, again. The Middle East is a very volatile area. We all pray constantly for peace in the Middle East. Yes. Will things like this happening to Myrna, will this help as far as peace is concerned in
Those
your
region? Those signs that we are seeing in Damascus and elsewhere in the world, we have a lot of signs these days. Two signs even in Lebanon now, the Virgin Mary in Shwet and the Virgin Mary at Ras Baalbek, two places in Lebanon. They are making also signs for the people. And those signs are a call from the Lord God for us to repent, to return to Him, because something is going to happen. Something is going to happen to the world. We are scared. Something is going on. It's not, those messages are not for normal life. These are intervention from the Lord God and the Blessed Mother calling on us to return to God, to know that God exists, that we are going to be able to save ourselves, to come back to God
mm-hmm.
with repentance and with love, love to for God and love for each other.
And love is the important,
of course,
important message. Myrna, it's been absolutely wonderful to have you in the studio. And I know that the lucky people at St. John the Evangelist in Bath will have the opportunity to see you this evening. Can I thank all of you for being with us
thank
on
you.
Good Morning Sunday. And I'm going to ask Archbishop George Riashi to start.
Almighty God, I ask your help for the church. May you give her unity as your wish of your last prayer on earth, when you said, "My Father, let them be one as you and I are one." May, O Lord, help the church to unify and help the church to have peace. And help those poor people who are suffering a lot in the Middle East to change that wave of suffering in the wars. May you give peace to the area there and to the whole world.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.